All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on the bottom of page Kuf Mem Tes. So the second to last. Well, actually, let's begin with Ha'adam HaMushkach. We began this section yesterday, but let's begin it again. So remember, again, we were discussing the idea of finding emuna in the midst of health challenges, in the midst, ultimately, of dealing with inyanei refuah. And we were speaking about the idea how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the command of Kivshua, which commands us to ultimately understand the nature of our physical world and to understand the realities of medicine and science and do what is within our power to cure disease, to address illness. However, the Mechaber said, Ulam, let's begin. We read this paragraph yesterday, but we'll read it again today. Ulam, kol zahaya nachon ma'od. Everything we've discussed would be totally true if all we were discussing was the healing of the body, as it is by animals. Suppose this idea that healing illness or addressing illness is all about the science and is all about ultimately, again, finding the medicinal cure, that would be true if man was just a physical being. Right? So it's true for animals. It's true for animals. Because man has this dominant spiritual dimension, therefore, by definition, in the addressing of disease and illness, one must address the concept of hashgacha pratis, of divine providence. Since the entire purpose of creation was for man, it's an important yisod, entirety of creation was for man, So says the Mechaber the following. Because we subscribe to the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, and Hashgacha Pratis, actually, let's take a step back. Because we accept the premise that man is the crown jewel of creation, bottom of Kuf Mem Tes, second to last paragraph. Because we accept the premise that man is the crown jewel of creation. Man is the crown jewel of creation. Again, the truth is, this is exciting to learn this because We just reinforced this notion last week, right? In Parashas Bereishis, the idea, we discussed this, the idea that the Ribono Shel Olam created a world for man, kishulchan orich, like a set table. God creates man in the last possible moment, or the last day of creation, in order that man should come into a world which is totally set up, which is totally perfect, which is totally organized. Why? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show man, you are the purpose of my creation. You are the tachlis. You are the purpose of everything. So because you are the purpose of everything, I want you to come into a world that is fully formed, that is fully created. So because man is the tachlis of creation, that means that there's an element, yeshna hashgacha pratis meduyakes, betachlis hadiyuk alko pratu prat mechayev. Therefore, because man is the crown jewel of creation, because man is the catalyst for everything else that goes on in this universe, therefore there is hashgacha pratis, there is divine providence on every detail of his life. It's an important yisod, that there is no concept of my life which is not governed by the concept of hashgacha pratis, which is not governed by divine providence. Ubichlal zeh, amatzah b'yusa. And the part of our lives where often we find the greatest element of hashgacha pratis, the greatest element of divine providence is where? Is by health. Is by our brius. So we'll discuss what that means in just a moment. Because even though the entirety of nature is run by God, this is a very important yisod, which we've discussed a number of different times. Every aspect of our lives is governed by hashgacha pratis, is governed by divine providence. Right? The Ribono Shel Olam controls everything. The Ribono Shel Olam manages everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has input into everything, and everything that occurs is purposely orchestrated by God. We've discussed this concept many, many, many times. It's true in every single area of my life. However, the more far removed something is, the less prone I am to see the hashgacha, the divine providence in it. He says, Lachin, hateva bichlalius, misnaya b'maslulim kivuim uberurim, ubefrat game hashmaim chiyotzei bazeh. Turn the page. Kufnun. So remember again, the entirety of nature. So nature in general, is ordained and is created and is set in place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though nature appears the same day in and day out, and even though again the natural world does not seem to deviate from one day to the next, that's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it to go ahead and renew in the same way each and every day. Kimo she'ne'emar, v'yamidim la'ad li'olam, chok nasan v'lo ya'avar. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, the Ribono Shel Olam established the natural order of things for all eternity. Chok nasan v'lo ya'avar. Chok nasan v'lo ya'avar means the Ribono Shel Olam made a rule v'lo ya'avar. Now, what David HaMelech is saying is the following. The way the Ribono Shel Olam created the natural world is how? Is that, again, nature renews itself in the same exact way each and every day. But just because it looks the same way each and every day, don't think for a second that that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not behind it. Just because it looks the same does not mean that God is not behind it. He says, V'chein ana omrim birkas alavana, chok uzman nasan lahem, shelo yishanu es tafkidem. So for example, if you would ask stama person, is there hashgacha pratis in the sunrise? Is there hashgacha pratis in the sunrise? So, okay, we're conditioned to say yes. Yes, of course there's divine providence in the sunrise. But the truth is, when I look at it, when I see the sunrise, lav dafka, that I'm thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam's divine providence, for two reasons. Number one, because it occurs every single day. Number two, because it's outside of me. The further something is from me, from my person, from my actual day-to-day life, the harder it is to be able to see Dashgacha Pratis, the divine providence which exists inside of it. So he goes on, he says something absolutely amazing. So he says, V'nimtza, second paragraph, page Kofnun, Nimtza, She'ikar Hashgacha Pratis, and also this is so important because it's exceptionally profound, Nimtza, She'ikar Hashgacha HaPratis, He bechol hadvarim hanogim yeshirus la'adam. So we'll say, it turns out that real hashgacha pratis could really be felt most with things that impact us day in and day out. Kigon, parnasa, yeladim. So we'll say, so these are the things we see. Person's parnasa, you know, again, so sometimes a person has a stable job where they know they're going to get a paycheck and they know they're going to, you know, things are going to work in a particular order. And the truth is, there's either. Other times a person, although I don't know, in this world, I don't know that anyone has absolute security with anything, but other times a person goes ahead and, let's say their parnasa is mamish dependent on how much effort they put in that particular day. You see the hashgacha pratis, you see the Ribono Shel Olam's hashgacha, you see divine providence. How one day again, you know, this volume of business came my way, and the next day there was nothing, and the next day there was five times more. And I see the hashgacha pratis, I see the divine providence in my children. Again, I will say, we don't even have to explain this, how we see hashgacha pratis in our children each and every day. Refuah and health. Ukiyotze baze. Sham yesh la adam nisayon, v'sham efshar lirmoz lo ula orer oso liras esatoyo shalo, esachesronos haruchanim shalo. So we'll say, listen to this. This is amazing. So now, we have to accept a couple of truths. Truth number one is that man is the crown jewel of creation. And that everything in this world was created ultimately again for man. Therefore again, because everything is created for man, so ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha surrounds everything that operates in man's world. The Ribono Shel Olam's hashgacha is upon everything. The difference is that man often only realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, his divine providence, in those things that are closest to him. Those things that are further away, intellectually, I know that they're governed by Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence, but I don't feel it. So we'll say, it turns out that the things in which I feel Hashgacha Pratis most are the things that are closest to me. What are the things that are closest to me? My parnasa, my children, my health. Children, family, you know, my health. So we'll say, so therefore, says in the Chaver something amazing. Therefore, again, throughout life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send me messages. He needs to tell me, things. What does he need to tell me? He needs to give me a shkayach sometimes. He also needs to tell me, by the way, Silber, things are a little bit out of order. You gotta work on this, you have to work on that. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send me messages? Says the Mechaber, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends me messages in those things which I can intuit the message of Hashgacha Pratis most easily. What are the things in which I could intuit messages of Hashgacha Pratis most easily? Those things that are closest to me. Therefore, sometimes the most profound divine messages we receive are in the areas of family, parnasa, and health. Because those are things ultimately, again, that are closest to us, and therefore those are the things in which we could intuit the messages most easily. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of Kof Nun and Mir Tashem tomorrow. You sure?